The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Hello, 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 Philadelphia. This is Fatima Peters with a live radio show empowering and inspiring people to create great opportunities for their lives. We are here every Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. on WWDB Talk AM on your 860 a.m. Philadelphia dial. I am very psyched and energized to talk with another self-actualizer, a successful person in all they do, someone whose personal potential is fully realized despite all odds. And today I have Anthony Timmitt, a elementary, middle, and high school English teacher. Oh my God, I'm in trouble. Certified principal and curriculum development specialist, and a teacher of money over the past 15 years as a financial coach. Welcome, Anthony.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Anthony, my dear friend, you teach money. Oh, my goodness gracious. So could you please briefly introduce yourself to our audience and share your background as a teacher, you know, which is fantastic, and as a financial, you know, educator?
Yes. Well, thank you. Yeah. I hesitate at times to say that I'm a teacher because, you know, like you said, you're in trouble.
I am, man. I'm an immigrant, and here I am doing my best, though, am I?
Yeah, you're doing great. You're doing great. And so, yes, if you want to make it, keep it simple, I'm a teacher, but I get to be honest. I always like to learn. So, and us, you know, if you like to teach and if you really want to be effective with people, because it's really about the relationship, then you're a learner. So I'm a learner, and I share what I do, and that kind of strengthens what I do because I have to live, you know, I choose to live what I teach.
Sure. So, How did you get to be a teacher? Did you have someone to inspire you to be,
that's
a teacher?
Really good, that's a really good question. I really think teaching found me. I had a professor who taught at LaSalle for like 50 years, Dr. Flubacher, great guy, fraternity brother, and just a great spirit. And when I shared with him, I was like 18, 19 years old. Hey, I'm going to be a teacher. He just looked at me. He said, he called me Tony. Tony, it's a calling. And like, what he was trying to say is, I think to me is, you know, this isn't just something you choose because you're looking for a career.
It's he saw something in you.
He wanted to, he impressed that upon me. So yeah, as I've grown into it, yeah.
And you've been doing this for like 25 years.
Over 25
years.
Wow,
that's fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And besides teaching English, you also teach money.
Yes.
And how did you get started on the field of financial educating?
Again, that was another calling. It was literally a phone call from on the phone, but it was a calling.
Like, your money is calling you.
Yeah, it was because I was an educator, I had built some of a reputation of being a decent educator, and I was a football official, and I was on a list of football officials, and somebody saw the list and they said, you should call Anthony.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, and so it was actually, and I don't want to sound too hokey about it, but that is
great. And this was 15 years ago.
Jeez,
probably.
Oh, football, more than 15, probably 25 years
ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is a gray area for a lot of people, you know, talking about money. For me, it's not. And I'll tell you why, because my life story regarding abundance. And it's quite amazing that I was able to make everything out of nothing, which is the story that I tell all the time, and that's my life, you know. Right. When I was a kid, I lived on the streets, and I depended on the great heart of people to invite me for food or for sleeping over, stuff like that.
Yes.
But I never had the thought that I was not... that I was poor, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
I never had that. I always thought that, man, this is adventurous.
Right.
You know, this is fun. I actually enjoy being adventurous.
Right.
Nowadays, that is not so much because the world is so fast, so liquid, so uncertain. When you see someone homeless, they're not having fun. They're really, really in terrible shape.
Right.
And most people turn their heads. They don't help. They don't know. And what we're here to talk today is not only the social part of us, but I would like to bring to our listeners the truth that everyone is in charge of their ability to make money, invest, and set, you know, their future life to be abundant.
Yes.
It's true, right? I mean, because
right.
I did, you
now,
did it.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
so we all should be able to do this yes. with a little bit of help. So how would a financial planning look like starting from high school?
Starting from high school? Oh, that's a great question. What I find, because younger people, they really want to know, and they ask. And they're unafraid of what the answer may be. A fear doesn't even enter it. Like you, there's a spirit.
Yeah.
So how does that start? That starts by looking at where you are financially, and wherever you are, it's fine. It's perfect.
So the kid has summer money, you know, meaning. So the kids that are more conscious about their future, mm-hmm. possibly they would look at that summer money and not spend it all.
Yes,
really start with investing.
All right. So yeah. So this is what I do. If you might share, and that's what I do with my children. I have two of them are working right now. A third just kind of started dabbling, and she's 15. But when our older two, they started working. Their mom and I, we put $1,000 in what we call a Roth IRA for them.
Yeah, that's
and we started them, and then they put a little bit of what they earned during the summer in there, and it's
cool.
Grown.
That's that would be something that the parents could actually do
yes,
for them.
Yes, they could actually do for
so
them.
So what can the kid do? I mean, so how would you, you know, inspire a young, you know, kid, like a high school kid,
right,
to save and invest money? Well, what would financial planning look like for them?
What it will look like for them is that they can see the growth. When you do when you put an investment, and I'm going to use this term just so we make it simple for people because you hear it and we can make sure we understand what that is. An individual retirement account is just that. It's a
retirement they don't want to hear about retirement.
Of course they don't. Yes.
So
but they actually
want
like
play.
The growth.
They want to see the growth.
They like to see the growth.
Yeah, how can we inspire the kids to save mm-hmm. that's going to be play, that's going to be fun.
Right.
So what would you do?
Well, there you go. So again with our, you know, we put away $1,000 for our kid and then we had them added whatever little they could. However,
suppose
what if you don't
have $100?
Yeah, what if you have as little as $50?
Okay. No, well, that sounds more realistic.
Yeah. But put $50. Let's watch that grow over time. And when you invest in like mutual funds, they get to see on a quarterly basis, they get to see every three months,
yeah.
Hey, oh, this is either growing up, it's going down, and over time they get
And I realize that now speaking with you that most kids, they don't want to know that they're, you know, need to put money for retirement. At least I didn't.
No.
I knew that they wanted to hear that they're saving money for play, for fun, for future, for college, for this and that. Not even for college, actually, now that I think about it. If you save the kid, oh, by the way, let's save for college, they're going to say, no, I want my parents to do that.
Right.
That they should have a responsibility for their own school, right?
It's so funny. Again, spending so much time as I do around high school age students and kids, and there are kids that actually are interested in it.
In fact,
it depends on the school. So, you know, some kids are money motivated, and you don't have to be at a vo-tech school. I happen to teach at a vo-tech school. Where when I teach at a vo-tech school, most of the kids are money motivated. Like, they have money, they earn money, and they're like, oh, yeah,
I've had enough. Good boys and girls, my
goodness. Really. Oh, I mean, really. So they have enough, and they're like, yeah, Mr. Timid, I can put some aside because...
Well, I am probably hanging out with the wrong people,
but it may be possible.
Most of my, because I teach as well, as you know, I teach emotion management to kids.
Right.
And most kids, they complain that everything is so expensive. They are so motivated to buy electronics nowadays.
Right.
They don't realize that they're playing now and they don't really have for the future.
Right.
So, meaning, come on, we need to bring consciousness through the kids nowadays that they can have money to play now, and they need to save more for the future.
Right. And so I'm glad you keep mentioning that, because what I was taught young, long before I ever dreamed of getting in business was, because you're living at home, spend. My parents and my grandparents would encourage you to spend it. You don't save it all because you need to have that fun.
Yeah.
Spend 25%. So if you make $100, spend a 25 on yourself.
Yeah, be happy
invest the rest. So kids are making, a couple hundred, I mean, $500-$600, during the summer, lifeguarding, and things like that. So they allow them to have the freedom to go buy the food they want to buy.
Yeah.
And buy, whatever it is. Whatever
go to the movie and stuff like that.
Whatever that is.
Yes.
And then, so when they can do that, once they do that, then the saving kind of
becomes a routine.
Yes, it does become a habit.
And it's great, because I used to do that when I was a kid. I remember now, but I had my first apartment at 19 years old.
Wow.
I was, really, mindset was, I will not live anymore on the streets.
Right.
So at 19,
your motivation.
I had a motivation. Mm-hmm. Now I want to talk about debt. Okay, because most kids learn debt, how to acquire debt instead of abundance with their parents.
Right.
Because they think that if, they make money, they spend.
Right.
They don't know how to accumulate and how to become rich. Mm-hmm. They in their emotion management section of their mind. So what would you say to kids nowadays to manage debt?
Well, again, it goes back to the question you asked me, how we got involved in education.
Uh-huh.
And that is find a role model. If it's not your parents, maybe it's an uncle, an aunt.
Because
someone on the internet.
As long as it's someone that's real and they have really done well for themselves with something real, not like with something that's illusion.
Right. No. Yeah. Know? Real. And there are out there. I hear the kids find. There's whatever social outlet they find. There are appropriate and good and I think kids see through that, because there are things that are not, and they know that too. I think kids are very resilient. So again, practicing what you preach or practicing what you teach more appropriately, kids see that. And that's where they need to see. So the real answer to your question is, you, the adult, do what you would like your child to do.
Yeah.
And then they
teach
do
by
it.
Experience.
Teach
yes.
by experience. That sounds simple, but that's that
no,
is
it's
really
not.
The,
yeah, it's not. So yeah. Diversifying, mm-hmm. that's one thing that I did when I was a kid. Mm. And, I joke now and I say I have 30-something professions, and people joke and laugh and says, you can't. You can't ever be able. Yes, I did.
Right.
With success. And I have a friend, Todd Thomas, will be a guest in our show too. And the other day he called me. He says, do you know what I like about you is you always reinventing yourself. So I find that to be diversifying, because I have to always do something different. And I learned that in my youth, because I had to do different to actually come above and to become better, because I was the poor, right? I did not feel that I was, but everybody looked at me like that. But if I was talented, then I would actually rise above.
Right.
And so doing that actually taught me how to diversify and how to make money in different ways. I would make little artifacts. I would make little crafts. I would paint. I would use little can from, you know, soda bottles. Right. I used to make vases of that. I still have some things that I made when I was a kid. So nowadays, do you see kids doing that?
I do. Again, yeah. I'm in an environment where children or young people, you know, 15-year-olds, the 14, 15-year-olds, they're looking for a career and they go to a vo-tech school. And it's amazing what kids create. We have kids, they create they're like motorcycles. Yes, there are kids that are, and then I think that is the key, is that when young people can see that their talents actually, you know, matter and
it matters.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's amazing. We'll come back and we'll thank our sponsors and we'll come back and talk with Anthony Tivmet about some more tips about money.
Great.
Have you been to the best Brazilian style steakhouse in Philadelphia? Shima, located on 20th and JFK, is an unforgettable dining experience. 15 types of rotisserie meats, including beef, lamb, shrimp, salmon, and much more. Private rooms, up to 150 people to host your special event and business dinners. Call now and mention a live radio show, 215-525-3233, or go to shimasteakhouse.com. Delivery and takeout available.
Game Time is a sports-soaked therapy used by professional athletes, health, and wellness providers worldwide to aid in the recovery process unlike any other product in today's healthcare industry. Recover faster. Use before and after activities or workouts to prevent injuries. We work out extremely hard to stay fit, so protect your body. Stay healthy with Game Time recovery products. Order yours today. Go to the website GameTimeSportsProducts.com.
Hello, 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 Philadelphia. This is Fatima Peters with a live radio show, empowering and inspiring people to create great opportunities for their lives. We are here every Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. on WWDB Talk AM on your 860 a.m. Philadelphia dial. Today, we're talking with Anthony Tivmet. He is a money coach, and he has been giving us tips on how to save money, how to have money to play for vacations, for investments, for buying a house. And anyway, so that's a must. Yes. I think having a mindset to know that you can,
yes,
it's non-negotiable, right?
Correct.
Yes. So, yes. Anthony, thank you for being here, first of all. Let's talk a little bit about, not about the big investments. Let's really give real tips to people that they feel they don't have a lot of money, but they do buy coffee every day. They do buy their snacks every day.
Yep. Yes.
They do throw money at gamble and buying little lottery tickets, which they never, ever win.
Yep. There we go.
Well, some will, but I mean, come on. So you could do something else with that and really assure that your money is going to return. So
yes.
What would be a few of the popular tips that you could give us?
Well, yeah, and again, do you like free money?
Oh, dang.
Right. This isn't a glib response. This is real. Do you like free money?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Most of us who work have a 401k offered through you in some form. I'm going to use this term 401k. It's a law. It's a law that allows you to put money away for retirement, and all employers know of it.
So and how about self-employed?
That there is something called a solo K, which is the equivalent of a 401k for self-employed people as well.
Oh, yes. Fabulous.
Yes.
And so tell us, you know, this person who buys coffee every day,
correct,
you know, spends like about $10, $15, $20 a day. They could put that money away.
Right. $5 a day. Your one cup of Starbucks per day, you know, $5 a day, $20 a week, $100 a month.
How do they do this?
Well,
I mean, because it's a lot of emotion management there.
So
a lot of mindset.
It is. It is. But again, I asked the question about free money, and here's the result. All of us through work has a retirement plan of some sort. And what you want to do is take advantage of that free money first. So if let's say you put $100 away and say your company matches that. So for every $100 you put away, the company matches $100 for you per month. Does that sound exciting?
Well, that's a free money right
that's
there.
That's that. Right. So before anybody even wanted to talk to me as to help people with their money, I want to make sure you're taking advantage of the free money.
True.
So here's a number. Here's just a number. Let's say most people, the average people, earn like $60,000 a year. That's just a number I just, you know, I made up. Yeah, yep. I made up. Typically, companies will contribute either 50%, like 50 cents on a dollar, or for every dollar, usually about 4% of their earnings, right? So 4% of $60,000, that is $2,400 a year or $200 a month. There's that money we
talked
about.
That's the money.
That coffee money.
Yeah.
So if you are going to put, let's say, $200 a month away, and the company at the same time was going to match you that $200, would that be an incentive for you to invest?
Of course, to do that, yes.
That's where we
start. And how about
the solo Same situation. Same as a 401k. A 401k is for people who work in the private sector, like, you know, any business.
Companies,
any
corporations.
Company, mm-hmm. Right? That's what's called a 401k. It's the law, 401k
it's by
law.
Late, yeah.
Yep. And what's the equivalent for people who own their own businesses is they call it a solo K.
Yeah. S-O-L-O-K. And they don't have a matching, but they they put in what they desire.
What they desire. Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Now, yes.
So, you know, a person that trains someone at the gym, you know, it's called the fitness instructor.
Right.
So someone that trains and coach someone about saving money, even if they don't have money, mm-hmm. is the financial advisor, the financial educator, the money coach, and mm-hmm. that's what you do.
Yes.
Now, most of the people listening right now are interested in knowing how not to suffer during the economy, the hard times mm-hmm. of economy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And mostly is to understand your spender, isn't it?
Right, yes.
It's to educate yourself to right. not spend more than you earn.
Correct.
Yeah, and nowadays I think behavioral finance is definitely a thing.
Right.
Because most people don't know they spend because right. emotionally they need that.
Right.
It's like they need to go shopping to feel good.
Correct.
And
correct.
Then they pay for it later on.
Correct.
Because
correct.
They put in credit cards, they raise their, you know, most credit cards now is 21%.
Exactly.
You're crazy? That
exactly.
is really a waste of money right
correct.
There.
Correct. And while you are spending money and paying 20% on your credit card, to, you know, the money that you're spending, the banks are giving you what, like 0.5%? It's the same bank who's giving you the credit card, by the way.
Correct.
They're taking your money and putting and lend it back to you. It's
yeah.
20. But so just that's part of the conversation of seeing
yes.
that. Like, hey, you know, that may be uncomfortable to hear, but when you see that, like, oh,
then
really?
You go, I can change.
Then I can yes. transform that. I can change that.
And so, Anthony, you mm-hmm. have a website mm-hmm. And it's called Money.
TimitMoney.net.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. TimitMoney.net and Timit is TIMET money.net.
Correct.
And you actually coach people from people that they don't have money because
right.
everybody has money.
Right. And you know what? That's common to everybody.
Yes.
I shouldn't say everybody, but many people tell me I don't have money.
I know.
People who
earn
$600,000 a year will tell me they don't have money.
I know.
People who earn 60 or less, they say they don't have money.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
We
it's
play the game
perceiving.
Of finding the money. We
yes.
find the money. There's usually money to be found.
Yeah, and I like that because I remember many years ago when, because I was so much on a paradigm of what I was doing since kid. So I always grew my money. I always bought stuff and invest on lands and apartments and as you know, in three mm-hmm. countries.
Right.
And interesting enough, I always thought I didn't have it.
Right.
You
but
even had the opportunity to actually chat with me about money.
Correct.
And it was really interesting when I really saw how much I had it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what?
Yes.
You know, and it's perceiving. You, a person will be in a mindset, I don't have it, only because it's a routine to go back to that thought.
Is it okay if we share
So it's amazing that we can eliminate credit card debt. We can eliminate. So I would like you to share that. Yes.
Well, yes. So there's a practical way of doing this. There is a spirit.
Yes.
What we do, and it's just like anything else. There's a statutory law, and there's the spirit of law called the case law. Well, it's the same thing with money. There's a spirit. There is the math of it, but there's also the spirit of it. And so here's where we say we find money. The average person, the average tax refund in this country is about $11,000.
Wow. And what people do
some
with that?
Some people more, some people less. Exactly. So. What we find when we do like we call a financial needs analysis, we find that a lot of times people have they're getting an $11,000 or some money, they're getting money back from the government, and they're carrying maybe a $10,000 credit card debt when they actually have the money.
But they make a choice to do something else.
Exactly. So
this is amazing. Mindset, financial mindset is very important. Your mood might be robbing your bank.
Correct.
You need to be proactive and make sure that you make right choice for your own benefits and your family. So I will share with you my friend Anthony Timmitt and his expertise in finding money for you. So, Anthony, what is your email address and your website so people can get in contact?
Oh, sure. Yeah. My timmittmoney.net. If you type in www.timet.net, you'll see a picture of me, and there's my site. You can contact me on Calendly. There's also a phone number you can call, and we can contact us.
Well, so don't leave it for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Let's find money because you deserve positive living, inspiring, and creating your abundance. Thank you. I'll see you next week.
Have you been to the best Brazilian-style steakhouse in Philadelphia? Shima, located on 20th and JFK, is an unforgettable dining experience. 15 types of rotisserie meats, including beef, lamb, shrimp, salmon, and much more. Private rooms, up to 150 people to host your special event and business dinners. Call now and mention a live radio show, 215-525-3233, or go to shimasteakhouse.com. Delivery and takeout available.
Game Time is a sports-soaked therapy used by professional athletes, health, and wellness providers worldwide to aid in the recovery process unlike any other product in today's healthcare industry. Recover faster. Use before and after activities or workouts to prevent injury. We work out extremely hard to stay fit, so protect your body. Stay healthy with Game Time recovery products. Order yours today. Go to the website GameTimeSportsProducts.com.